Well, in my parents' house, in my old bedroom, on the top shelf of the closet is a shoebox. Now, this box is labeled extremely fragile, do not touch. And if you were to remove the lid, which you shouldn't do because it's extremely fragile and you should not touch, if you were to remove the lid, which is taped both length and widthwise, you would find layers of meticulously placed bubble wrap. And within no less than 4 layers of bubble wrap are some of my greatest treasures. These treasures were originally packaged for our move to Denver when I was in junior high. Upon our arrival, they were immediately inspected to ensure the packaging had done its job, and the movers heated the fragile label. They were taken out, and then they were taken out regularly from then on, but they always went back into these newly crafted protective enclosures. Now, mind you, I do have boxes of special things from my childhood, you know, rocks and butterfly wings, Valentines from a girl in preschool, those kinds of things that I saved as a child, those little sentimental memories symbolized by little trinkets that matter only to me. But that's not what's in these homemade vaults. What lies inside the security and the protection of these boxes and bubble wrap and layers of protection are my Lego creations. As a child who rarely built from the kits and the instructions, each and every Lego creation was an inspired and tested design the world had never seen. And if broken or disassembled, would never be seen in the same way again. I mean, I would work for ages, months and months, to create one of these, I don't know, vehicles, buildings, or whatever it was in my mind. I would tweak and I would change and I would see how it was working. I would assess and improve until I decided it was done. And then it was done. And while I would play with them, I would use them, and I would even occasionally share them with a trusted friend who got to use them as well, they were not to be taken apart, changed, or dealt with in any unintentional and safe way. I'm not exaggerating any of this. So when Megan and I got to go on a date to see the Lego movie, I actually really connected and identified with the villain in the film. I felt a great deal of empathy for this Lord Business, the tyrannical dictator of Brickville and the entire Lego world. You see, he was embarking on a conniving evil plot to use a mystical object known only as the Craggle to keep the entire Lego world from changing and being out of order. Now, as a movie watcher, you come to find out that this Craggle is a bottle of crazy glue with a few of the letters missing. And how was he supposed to know any different? But it was his plan to use this to build things the way they should be and then encase them permanently that way forever. And I don't even think a maniacal laugh is appropriate there. I connected with that idea. To be very honest, I totally understood this guy in a way I don't think those screenwriters intended. Despite the intentional villainous aspects of his character, I deeply identified with this desire for things to be left alone sometimes, for things to quit changing, for the desire to hold on to something predictable that's in some kind of order that just feels right and you know will be that way. Maybe I'm not talking about Legos anymore. Whether it's a belief or an ideology, a moment in time, a relationship, a plan we have, or some timeline we finally see coming the way we hoped it would be. Whether it's the way things are right now, the way things used to be, or the way we want things to become. I think all of us have a box labeled fragile, do not touch, somewhere on a shelf in our hearts or in our minds. We guard deeply to keep it the way it is. And the very thought of someone messing with it, or the world trying to change it, or something disappearing or not being the way it used to be, causes deep fear and anxiety for us. Maybe it's the way we see the world. Maybe it's an ideology. Maybe it's an old bias we have. Maybe it's an experience that shaped the way we see things, and we see things that way forever now because of that one time. Maybe it's what we believe about ourselves, or about someone else in our lives. Maybe it's a pedestal we keep someone on, or a self-judgment, how we see ourselves that we can't let go of. There are so many parts of our lives that we knowingly, or more often than not, unknowingly, protect so that nothing can touch or change it. It'll stay that way. At least that's what we're trying for. Sometimes we may have spent years trying to get it the way we want it. Other times, maybe we followed instructions that we were led to believe were the only option to do it the right way. And that's another theme that weaves its way so strongly through this Lego movie. Each and every one of these little yellow-faced plastic people lives their lives guided by instructions that tell them how to do everything. The world around them is to be a certain way, and they are told how to do it, how to live, what music to listen to, what food to eat, how much to pay for their drinks, where they should work, how they should relate to one another. Everything's told to them. And in their case, it may show up on a little piece of paper with numbers and illustrated instructions. I think we've all been in that moment where the world around us is trying to tell us this is how it should be. Or sometimes more directly, this is how you should be. This can happen to us. There can be so many parts of our lives that are shaped and guided, instructed by expectations, things that are imposed either by others or by our own thoughts of what others expect. So whether we've been told how things should be, or because of our own fear and anxiety, we've labeled them hands off for anyone or everything. We take these parts of our lives, we wrap them up, we tape a lid on it, and we give the world fair warning that they are not to be messed with. Because to leave them available, to open them to reworking, to expose them to be taken apart, is a risk. And what if we don't know what to do with the pieces if it gets taken apart? What if we can't make anything new? Or what if what we make isn't as good as what it used to be? And what if we can't put it together the way it was? Oh, there's so many what ifs, aren't there? This is the very deep and very real fear that this animated kids movie about plastic children's toys asks us to consider. It's real. If what we have built in our lives, if what we have built is returned to pieces, what happens then? It's a very deep and very real question some of the wisest people have ever considered and written about throughout humanity's existence. One such person reflected on it, it's attributed to Solomon, is found in the writings of Ecclesiastes. Hear these words from the third chapter. There is a season for everything, and a time for every matter under heaven. A time for giving birth, and a time for dying. A time for planting, and a time for uprooting what was planted. A time for killing, and a time for healing. A time for tearing down, and a time for building back up. A time for crying, and a time for laughing. A time for mourning, and a time for dancing. A time for throwing stones, and a time for gathering stones to act together. A time for embracing, a time for avoiding embrace. A time for searching, and a time for losing. A time for keeping, and a time for letting go. A time for tearing, a time for repairing. A time for keeping silent, and a time for speaking. A time for loving, a time for hating. A time for war, and a time for peace. Now, there are some lines in this scripture that just jump out at me when I look at a Lego creation. The lines about taking apart and building up, of keeping things the way they are or letting them go, of repairing, of taking down. And again, the line that really jumped out at me was that line about a time for tearing down and a time for building up. And I thought about just using that one verse for the day. Yeah, that's good. That's close enough. We'll keep it succinct. But as I looked at that whole chapter in its larger setting, I realized that every single one of those pairings, the throwing and gathering, the planting and reaping, the birthing, the dying, the crying, the laughing, each and every pair is its own version and form of taking apart and building back up. It just depends on what your bubble-wrapped, boxed-up issues are. what you're hoping will stay the same. What our scripture invites us to consider is that all of the limiting what-ifs that paralyze us, that make us want to glue things together, all of those what-ifs are a lot more two-sided than we'll ever acknowledge. We can only hear the anxiety or fear sometimes in those questions, and we miss the opportunity that they present as well. What if I can't put it back together the way it was is balanced out by what if we could do something new? Or other questions like, what if we could make a change? What if it will be different in a way that brings life? In a way, I want us to consider this day what we could build in our lives and in this world if we had all the pieces to work with, if some weren't squirreled away protected. Because that was always my problem. Once you basically shrink wrap a creation, you never have those pieces available to work with again. And even the biggest box of unsorted Legos can start to feel empty and small when you start setting them all aside and promising to never touch them again. And before you know it, you got one of those yellow ones that's 3x1 and a round one that doesn't fit on it, and you got nothing left to do. God has given us so much to work with. Who we are, what makes each of us unique, our experiences and ideas. These are all these pieces that we can use to continually create and recreate in our lives and in this world. Now, let's be honest, things will be different. But that's okay. Building something new doesn't mean what we used to have wasn't special or wonderful in its time. And as we build and recreate with these things, it may not always match up to the way others believe it should look or work. But that's okay. Especially when we can recognize that we are capable of doing more than we ever imagined. What we choose to create, what we choose to be or to live, is awesome because it's ours and we are awesome. To steal an overused word from the movie. There's a moment at the end of the movie when this little accidental hero finally understands this about himself. That he's awesome and he's capable of things and that he can create. And he has to have to help the villain understand this as well. There's this beautiful little monologue as he speaks openly from his heart. He says, I want you to join me. Take a look around at all the things the people built. You might see a mess, but what I see are people who are inspired by each other. And even by you. People are taking things from what you have made and they're making something new out of it. You don't have to be the bad guy. You're the most talented, most interesting, and most extraordinary person in the universe. And you are capable of amazing things because you are special. And so am I. And so is everyone. You still can change everything. This is a message I believe God is asking us to hear. I think there's something divine in these words. People creating and building and reshaping their lives and the world around them. Moving through different seasons of life, sometimes building, sometimes taking apart. But doing so in ways that are inspired by each other, trusting that each of us are capable of amazing things. Not leaving important, valuable, and meaningful parts on a shelf because we don't know if we really can do something. What could we create? If we allow ourselves to access those pieces and parts of our lives that we've deemed off limits, what could we create? God only knows. Amen.